This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zornum, joined by Tim Scott and Kimberly Harvey, and we're talking about the Food Truck Festival at the Conway Community Field. This is going to be Saturday, July 6th, 11 till 5. And for more information anytime, you can go to northconwaycommunitycenter.org. That's northconwaycommunitycenter.org. Or you can swing by the North Conway Community Center's Facebook page or the Facebook page for the Food Truck Festival. Tim and Kimberly, thank you both for joining me.
Thanks for having us, Tony.
Obviously, with the Food Truck Festival, we are looking forward to the food trucks. And I feel like, Kimberly, you're a good one to start us off because you're an expert in the subject.
Food trucks are exploding right now, and it's so exciting that they're finally right here in our Happy Valley. For this particular event, it's going to be a great opportunity for everyone to come out and experience the food trucks right in our own hometown. So we're going to have the majority of the food trucks that operate around the Mount Washington Valley at this one particular festival.
And you yourself will have your own food truck there.
Yes, we will. We operate Kimberly's Gluten Free Kitchen. We're a 100% gluten free facility, and we specialize in tacos and tater tots, which we've got quite a following now coming around to our truck. And then we're also going to be featuring Cheese Louise, Trails End Ice Cream, Mr. Twitzer and Pretzel Guy, and then my friend Shay Rafiki, who does a Mediterranean offering, and he's got the best falafel I've ever had.
Best falafel ever. On top of the food trucks, which is a whole slew of delicious fare, we also have the Children's Museum. They're going to be there doing face painting. And there's also going to be the bouncy house for kids' enjoyment.
Absolutely. And then we have that at the 4th of July, and also we'll bring it out again a couple of days later for the food festival because it's something kids like to do, and they get for 5 minutes for a couple of dollars, and they love to bounce around. And it's a fun activity to keep them busy while people are waiting in long lines, we hope.
And the proceeds from the face painting and the bouncy house will be going to the North Conway Community Center and the summer program specifically.
Specifically for our summer program. Each year we offer a summer program for local and visiting kids. Most of the kids, like our own in our own valley, they're on need some sort of support. So we give camperships to more than half of our kids each summer, and these fundraisers we do help us give those scholarships out so they can enjoy the same summer that other kids do when they can't otherwise afford it.
So what type of summer camp do we have? Is it like a daily summer camp and then they go home at the end of the day, or are we talking about camping out? What type of activities are going to be available at the summer camp?
Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30 summer camp, so it's a day camp. Every Wednesday we go on a field trip somewhere. The first one is to Cranmore, and then we go to places like Storyland, we go to White Lake State Park, go to Aquaboggan at the end of the summer, and a few other places. But mostly it's on our property, which is the big, large property right by the North Conway Country Club in the new community center, where we have outdoor activities, we have indoor activities, we have crafts. We have a group of older kids that will go 1 or 2 days a week on hikes. We tend to want to take the kids that are right on the edge of middle school, and they get tired of being with the little kids, so they go off on a short hike. We've got 8 or 10 of those kids who will do that on any given day this summer. It's a program that's gone on for as long as I can remember, and it started as a babysitting program for kids, and we've expanded it, especially this year thanks to the folks down at Camp Huckins. They've helped us give us some new curriculum this year that'll make it a little bit more age-specific, and they're also hosting a retreat, sort of a team-building exercise this Thursday down at Camp Huckins for our staff. So it's a great program, and we're excited about it. We have already got more than 70 kids signed up, and we usually have around 100 on any given summer. Not every day, but it's a good group.
The Food Truck Festival at the North Conway Community Center Field, July 6th, 11 till 5. You can find more information anytime by going to northconwaycommunitycenter.org. That's northconwaycommunitycenter.org. Or you can check out the North Conway Community Center Facebook page or the Facebook page for the event itself. And the proceeds going to the community center, specifically from the Bouncy House and the Children's Museum, There's also going to be donations available, right. And the donations don't have to be cash. You're actually going to have a ability to take cards.
Yes, we have this new thing called a dip jar, which is a very small instant gift way to use a credit card and just click in and out, and it's varying levels. You can set it as low as one and as high as 1,000, depending on what you want to do. But we'll have it low for this day, just as a way to try and raise some money. And it helps people who don't have cash, it seems like these days. Even Salvation Army are starting to use dip jars now outside of stores because no one has cash anymore.
Kimberly, I want to go back to you. You were a major organizer behind this event. What got you interested in putting this together?
I think it was a great opportunity to bring all of these great flavors to the Valley. And the food truck industry itself is sort of like a small family. So we kind of all know each other. And, you know, it's funny, people might think, oh, well, your competition's around the corner. It's like, well, they might be, but they're friends, and it's like it's a family. It's our own little community. And so to finally have this in the Mount Washington Valley, it's just so great to be able to all be together, in one particular sitting, and it going to an amazing cause.
And looking at it, it's technically, you are a competition, but at the same time, all the different food trucks really offer something completely different in a big way.
Exactly. Exactly. So we complement each other.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be really fun. It's the Food Truck Festival at the North Conway Community Center Field. This is going to be Saturday, July 6th, 11 till 5. You can find more information by going to northconwaycommunitycenter.org. That's northconwaycommunitycenter.org. You can also check out the North Conway Community Center on Facebook or the event page on Facebook. Tim and Kimberly, any final thoughts before we go?
Yeah, I just would like to add one thing. This festival was an idea that we had to replace our craft fairs. We used to have four craft fairs a summer that basically took up our property and helped us raise a lot of money. And they moved them over to the Schuller Park for this year, except for the one in October. So we tried to think of something fun to do, and I sort of met Kimberly over the phone last year when she was looking for a place to put her food truck, and I thought, let's try this. There isn't one now, and maybe it's something we could replicate in future years, have it repeated even over the course of the summer if it's a hit. So we're hoping it is, and Kimberly has been just terrific in helping it happen. As she said, she's part of a family of food truck people, and we could have never done what she's been able to do for us. So
thank you, Tim.
It's the Food Truck Festival at the North Conway Community Center Field, and this is happening July 6th, 11 till 5. Go to northconwaycommunitycenter.org for more information. Tim and Kimberly, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you, Tony.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.